up, y'all? It's Man Ernest, so you love Ernest, same guy, different name. Back again with another episode of the My Two Cents Podcast. And as promised from last week's episode, I said I was going to detail my favorite albums and songs of the year 2021. Thus far, it being the mid-year, half the year is done. And as I stated last week, it's a very short list, and that's just another, I guess, warning for y'all. There's a very short list for both, to be honest with you. What I'm going to do different this year and going forward in regards to the mid-year is I am not going to rank my favorite albums and songs. I'm just going to list them off. I'm not going to go from, let's just say if I had, because for the albums this year, thus far, there's only a project this year. There's only three. I'm not going to, for the mid-year, I'm not going to go 3, 2, 1. I'm just going to go first on a list, second on a list, third on a list. And if there's more, obviously. That's only for the mid-year. And I'm doing that just to, you know, put it out there that, hey, these are the projects and the songs that I'm really digging so far this year. When the end of the year happens, yeah, it's going to be the same, where I list off my top whatever that number is. That's the only difference, is mid-year from this year going forward, they're not going to be ranked. But the end of the year, they are going to continue to be ranked. So with that being said, I have, as I stated, three projects. And I'm just going to list them off, like I said. So the first project that I really enjoyed this year, J. Cole with The Offseason. A really, really dope album. This was a fun listen, you know, to hear the various styles, the new styles with the old. This was really, really dope to hear. I enjoyed it. I see people still praising it and all that stuff. And maybe it's just me. I'm not really on Twitter or social media like that a lot. So I can't say, I want to say I wish more people praised this album. Because I feel as though I listened to it when it came out and then afterwards still. And I feel like I was one of the very few people that was still praising this album or even still talking about it a week after it dropped. And it feel like, to be more bluntly, I feel like J. Cole had that entire weekend. You know, it dropped Friday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it seemed like as though that's when people wanted to talk about it. But then after that weekend, it was like crickets. And I'm like, this is a really great project, y'all. This deserves more than three damn days. But my perception of what is hot and what is not doesn't go based off of what other people think. I'm just saying, you know, people love to tag these things, these categorizations on me, these whatever on me as a music reviewer. And then once I finally start liking shit that they like, it's all crickets. And it's like, okay, where's the you don't like anything? Or where's the yes, I finally agree with? Where's that? You know what I'm saying? Anyways, I know I'm not gonna get that, so let's get on to the number two album on this list. Again, this is not ranked. This is just me listing off, going based off of, you know, memory from all the projects I listened to and what I've seen. 13 by the group 13, Pharoah Monch's group. That was one of the first albums that I listened to this year, and it was a nice gritty sound again. And by the way, for those who might be tuning into this episode or the episode of the My Two Cents Podcast for the first time, you're listening to this, first of all, foremost, welcome. Hopefully you hit that subscribe. Hopefully you like what you hear so you can continue subscribing and, you know, checking out the podcast. But I want to say after that, welcome. I've done a review for all three of these projects. So I've already did J. Cole's project, a review for J. Cole's project. This 13 project that I'm talking about right now, already reviewed that. Go check that out. And number three, I have Jack Davy with, oh, Miss Jack Davy with WYHH. So, yeah, this was a short little project here. And my thing is, they don't necessarily have to be albums. They just have to be projects. That's why I'm, you know, switching the name from, you know, albums of the year to projects of the year. You might hear me say albums and slip up, but mixtapes can be it. LPs, EPs, you know, as long as it's a project and I really enjoy it, and it's going to make the list regardless. And this is an example of that. It was great to hear Miss Jack once again. It was great to hear her rapping and singing, and just the dope production as well. And this, as I stated in the review for this project, this is something that is so short and sweet that you can listen to it over and over again. And it's really dope. So that's that on that. I was going to do a cut for my favorite songs because I only have one favorite song though. So I don't feel as though there needs to be a cut break. So I'm just going to say it right now. The one song that I have, and I told you this is a very short list so far this year. The one song that I have is off of the 13th album. It's the song Amnesia. This song is still a song that I play daily, and just how I choose, the same way I choose my favorite projects is the same way I choose my favorite songs. They're not always daily listens, but it's whenever I, you know, am listening to it, or if I have a feeling like I want to listen to the song again or this album again, that's how I choose what is my favorite. You know, the one with the most replay value and just feels better to me. So that's how I make my list. Other people can have their criteria for what makes their list. I'm not those other reviewers. Don't come here expecting me to be like them other reviewers. You know what I'm saying? Don't go over there expecting them to be like me. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. That's the episode right here. I don't want to, you know, in older episodes of the My Two Cents podcast, I used to be the negative Nancy and was super worried if I didn't have a top 10 songs and projects by June and shit like that. But, you know, previous years have taught me a lot of the greater albums of that year came out during the second half of the year, or the almost toward the, you know, later half of that year. Same with the music as well, the, you know, the songs and stuff. So I'm optimistic still that album wise and just singles wise this year will be better. But if it's not, you know, better by, you know, if it's still three albums or three projects and one song during the end of the year, I'm still going to do it regardless. The only difference is I'm going to have it ranked, at least with the project side, because I mean, if it's only, if you know, Amnesia still ends up being the my favorite song of 2021 and the only song that is my favorite song for 2021, then obviously that's the number one spot for all the songs that came out in 2021. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I have to say. But y'all, let me know your list. I would love to hear your list. You can hit me up on Instagram. That will be linked in the description box below. You can send me a message there or comment and leave me a message there as well on Instagram, or leave me a voice message by hitting the link down in the description box below, the link that says support. Right there, with that link, you can, again, support as well by donating, and you can also send in a voice message feature, and you can let me know your list so far for you know, your favorite projects, and it could be any genre, of course. Just want to know your favorite projects and favorite songs of this year, and you can also comment on my list as well. Feel free to recommend projects. If I missed a project, again, any genre, that you're like, I think you will really enjoy this, or I think you should check this out, this might make your final list, let me know. Same with the music as well, so just let me know. And you know what to do: subscribe, rate, share this episode, hit the other links in the description box below as well. Until next time, until next episode, you hear from me when you hear from me. Peace out.